This is the Australia Report with CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, Vic Aladev. Good day, mate.
Vic Aladev, a very, very good morning to you. How are you?
Good morning, Howard. I am well, thank you.
Obviously, lots going on in Israel, and we're covering that story very, very closely. But you've also got a very, very significant story of your own, and that is that after 16 years as the CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies, you are stepping aside. It must be a very, very emotional time. And I guess also a very introspective one, as you look back at the time that you've been there and you think about everything that you've had to deal with over this period.
It is a very emotional time, and because you walk out the door doesn't mean that you stop caring about the issues, you know, one iota less. And after 18 years on the Australian Jewish News, followed by 16 as CEO of the Board of Deputies, these issues tend to be your DNA.
Yeah, I would imagine.
And that's very much what I found. So yes, it is pretty with mixed feelings. Looking back on it, two things come to mind. One more a particular example of our work, but then there's a deeper issue. The particular example which I'd like to mention is legislative reform, which we achieved. Now, not many communities, let alone Jewish communities around the world, can claim to have achieved a law being changed. And we did that, and I had the honor of leading that campaign. And that was it was triggered by a speech 5-6 years ago when a extremist leader gave a speech on the streets of Sydney calling for death to the Jews. And the law did absolutely nothing. And so we realized two things. One is, if you can give a speech in the middle of Sydney calling for violence or death against any group of Australians, whether that be women, Filipinos, Muslims, or gays, and the law does nothing, then it puts everyone at risk. Secondly, the campaign to make the law effective needs to be a whole-of-society issue and not a Jewish issue. And so we formed a campaign called Keep New South Wales Safe. New South Wales is the state where Sydney is located. And in the name of this campaign, we put together about 30, if you Google keepnswsafe.com, you will see 35 logos there from A through Z, Armenian, Chinese, Hellenic, Greek, Armenian. I was born in Zimbabwe, so there was the Z, the line worked. And in the name of this campaign, and I was the spokesperson for this campaign, I had about 200 meetings in 3 years with virtually every member of parliament and media interviews, putting forward a proposed new law which said if you incite violence on the base of race, religion, gender, or sexual preference, that is a crime right there. Don't wait for someone to act on it. And after all of this time, and like I said, 200 meetings, media, lobbying, etc., this law came into being. June 27, 2018. So it's now on the statute books with vastly increased penalties for those offences. So that was a huge achievement. But thinking about it, about my 16 years of work, there's one word, which permeates and underpins everything, including that legislative reform campaign. And that word is relationships. And that is what all our work and all my work has depended on. It's forming relationships with media, with politicians, with different communities, and examples of where that has been manifested. In March 2019, there was a massacre in New Zealand, in Christchurch, where 51 members of the Muslim community were massacred at two mosques. And so I organized a crowdfunding campaign from the Jewish community here in Sydney. We didn't raise a huge amount of money. We raised $69,000. But first of all, the message that sent was very far-reaching. And then I flew down to Christchurch, and I visited the two mosques and paid my respects to the imams there, and then presented that check to a meeting with the mayor of Christchurch, with Muslim leaders, with Jewish leaders, and subsequently spoke at two rallies post-Christchurch here in Sydney. And so, again, the relationships and the far-reaching impact of all of the above is, you know, you cannot put a number on it or a price on it. And those sorts of relationships have underpinned everything that this organization does and that I personally did in my role as CEO.
And are you going to be involved moving forward as well on some level?
I will be. So I will continue. I will no longer be CEO as of end of this week.
Right.
But I have entered an arrangement with the Board of Deputies where I will be a consultant to them. So I still will be involved with the board as a consultant. And I'm still in negotiation with one or two other major community organizations, I mean, within the Jewish community, about doing some work for some of the other organizations. So my involvement will continue. I'm still figuring out exactly what that involvement will look like.
Looking back, I mean, there must have been times of immense frustration and difficulty. What would you say was a point that stands out for you over whether it was your time with the newspaper, with the time as CEO of the Jewish Board of Deputies? What was the most difficult you've had to deal with?
I guess it would be the rise in anti-Semitic incidents, which I have witnessed over the years, and the incomprehensibility of it. I mean, I'm always, and I've mentioned this in, I've obviously given, you know, 1,000 speeches in my time as CEO, but I remember quoting Primo Levi in a speech at a Holocaust commemoration. And just very briefly, it's a very powerful anecdote from his book, If This Is a Man. And he's writing about his own experiences in, I don't know if it was Auschwitz or one of the camps. And he's parched and emaciated and starving. And he's lying on his bunk, so-called. And he sees an icicle hanging from the hole in the wall, which is supposedly a window. And he reaches out to grab that icicle. And a German sentry guard happens to be walking past and kicks the icicle out of his hand. And Primo Levi says to him, "Warum?" which is German for why. And the German guard's response is, "Here ist kein Warum. Here there is no why." And that sentence right there, to me, goes to the whole notion of anti-Semitism. There is no rational reason why anti-Semitism exists. And to me, that has been the biggest source of angst and frustration and challenge. Not trying to explain it, because as I've said 1,000 times, don't look for logic in bigotry. But when dealing with the endless incidents that we've had to deal with, trying, despite the fact that there was no rational basis for whatever that incident was, notwithstanding that lack of rationale, trying to get through to the perpetrator in the cases where I had the opportunity to engage with them as to why their bigotry was so baseless and hurtful and unproductive and all of that, and trying to get them to change their behavior. So to me, in so many different forms or whether it's places of work or schools or universities, trying to effect change in response to incidents, that has been, I guess, the biggest source of the biggest challenge.
Amazing that. And just for clarity, the fact that Vic is no longer going to be a CEO of the New South Wales Jewish Board of Deputies doesn't mean that he won't be bringing us the Australia Jewish Update every week at this time. So we are not going to let him off the hook that easily. Vic, from all of us and from Jews around the world, no doubt Australia even more so, thanking you for your incredible commitment for everything that you've done.